to the Social Media Church Podcast, the place for conversations with church leaders about social media. This is episode number 69. I'm your host, DJ Chuang. Thank you for tuning in for the first episode of 2014. Hope you had a great holiday season and bringing in the new year. For the show notes to this episode, click over to socialmediachurch.net. And I'd love to have you subscribe and add your feedback using any social media channel or even email or call in your comments on our listener line. The number is 9493-543216. That number again is 9493-543216. This is a place for conversation. We'd love to have you chime in. Here is my conversation with Jason Curley, recorded on Google Plus Hangout on Air. DJ Chuang here on the Social Media Church Podcast. Happy New Year 2014, and this is our first episode for the new year, and I'm happy to be joined by Jason Curley. He is a campus pastor at Bay Area Fellowship in Corpus Christi. That's how I first connected with him. And now he is reinvigorating and doing some exciting things in social media. So we're going to talk about churches and social media and kind of the work that he is venturing into as a social media coach as well. Jason, thanks for joining me.
Hey, DJ. It's great to see and talk to you today.
And we're using new technology here called Google Plus Hangout on Air. And it enables us to talk face-to-face while I also record this conversation for our podcast. And so, Jason, since we've talked 5 years ago through multi-site churches because of our interest in developing multi-site churches, churches that meet in more than one location, how many locations does your church run currently?
I tell you, the exciting thing in Bay Area Fellowship in the 5 years that I've been with them, we were the second. We launched two campuses at the same time when I started 5 years ago. And so that was campus number 3 and 4. And now we're about to launch campus number 10 here in January. Our biggest launch ever. We're opening a giant facility in town. Our biggest venture of multi-site that we've ever taken. It's kind of our second large location in Corpus Christi. So it's a new step of faith because we've never gone this big within our city. So it's exciting to know 10 campuses and what God's doing through our pastor.
Digits. There aren't too many of those. So congratulations on the new season ahead.
Yeah, it's exciting. I tell you what, it's God is, and we've seen it. We've seen God use multi-site churches to do some different things in today's culture. And I believe it's the potential still not reached of what it can be.
Very much so. And social media opens up a whole new frontier of potential. And you've been a leading voice in just fleshing that out. On our previous episode, I read your article about why you spend so much time on social media. And so tell us from your vantage point as a campus pastor, as an ordained pastor, very active in church, how did you get into social media and now really venturing to help others use social media well as well?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, like any kind of early adopter, and I know you as well, is on just about every platform there can be. You know, my earliest venture, and I hate to say it, was MySpace. You know, MySpace was a hot thing. Kids were doing it. And as a youth pastor, I said, well, if kids are there, why don't we take advantage of that? And so I just launched out, and we used MySpace way back when. I don't even know how way back when, it's been so long, to reach teenagers. And we did, you know, we were posting on their wall, putting our content out there. And from that, I started podcasting myself, and then Facebook came along, and then Twitter came along, and then, you know, everything's now, social media, and our whole world, our whole culture is on social media. I believe you can't get around it, you know, with over 1.2 billion people on Facebook now. We're a social media-driven world, and I believe it's shrunk the world. I mean, you and I sitting here, the only way we met first was I think, on a talk box, I think, if that's what
oh,
it was.
Oh, yeah, way back when, yes.
Me and my boss were just like, hey, we want to meet pastors and people all across the country. Let's just do a talk box, and we put a Twitter link out, And it's how you can meet people. It's how you can connect on a larger scale to partner with people of like-minded vision. But I believe the bigger scale of that is just like I said, 1.2 billion people are on Facebook. There's no other place on this planet where so many people are in one place at one time. And social media gives the church, any size church, big or even small, the ability to get on a huge, huge playing field to evangelize this world.
There's a number of different ways to use social media, and each church kind of has to develop their own voice and their own strategy. So let's talk first about your involvement at Bay Area Fellowship. How does your church use social media, and maybe how you yourself as a campus pastor use social media there?
Yeah, no, our church, its main thrust now is if we have an online church, and so we show our services on Sunday live with the chat room as well, and then also we have a Facebook presence, and we do have a little bit of a Twitter, but I believe our culture of what we produce lends itself more to Facebook, so. Our Facebook at our main campus, you would say, our original campus, is quite large, and they use it to connect people further with the message from Sunday. They use it to, you know, put out inspirational quotes from Pastor Bill to get a little bit more conversation going. As a campus pastor, and all of our campus pastors, we realize that in our small cities, that it could be an avenue that we could use to reach our own cities. You know, and what I've used it for in the past is when we're launching a new series, instead of putting money into a mailer that would, you know, I may spend $3,000 to put a mailer into our city, or I recognize that I could put $200 or $300 and reach significantly more times. And so instead of that mailer hitting one time, you know, and then somebody look at it, maybe put it in the trash. Well, I could literally spend $3,000, and I wouldn't do it. I could spam them to death with that. And so I've recognized that I could use it to reach my city, to get our message out, not only in our own context of our campus, whether it's an announcement or something we're doing, or just driving a little bit more culture, creating culture around what we're doing. But it's also just to reach our city. So it's created some fantastic avenues. And that's probably what I spend the most time at our campus using it for. I use Facebook. I try not to delve into too many other platforms with our campus on a campus level. So
since we have some listeners that are new to social media and always eager to learn, exactly how it is that different churches use social media and what kind of results it's getting, if you can walk us through a little of the specifics of how it is exactly that you're using Facebook. Are you using ads, or are you posting on a daily basis, or, you know, talk us through the mechanics of what your current strategy is.
Typically, like for a campus, what I would recommend, and what I will try to do most of the time is post various content through the day. And I think what you have to remember about Facebook, especially using Facebook, is Facebook is becoming a fast-driven mobile platform. And people are scrolling through their day, you know. And so it's got to be quick. It's got to be real little hits. You can't wrap yourself around long paragraphs. Images work great. And I think one of the great things, like if a church was to use it, you know, a quote from the message with the picture of the pastor. You know, those are, I've seen those to be great things that have worked on our Bay Area Fellowship Facebooks. And anything like that works. Using them to create ads. Of course, that's a whole nother, probably long podcast, creating ads and how to do that. But you can boost posts to get that message out. You know, hey, we've got a new mailer, I'm sorry, a new series coming out, so you could blast that and get it all over the city. But mainly, I would post about 5-6 times a day, various content. Take that Sunday, and how can you extend it through the week? You know, I think a lot of churches fail that they want to just throw a verse of the day up there, you know, and just because we're supposed to be on Facebook and they're not driving culture, they're not driving engagement, they're not trying to create more conversation with people as they're on there. So it's a wide open field, and those people that learn how to really dig in there and use it, you know, it's really big for them, can be big payoffs.
Now, that's a really good thought, to bring continuity between all the soundbite and image content that you would spread throughout the course of the week. And 5 to 6 posts a day, that seems like a lot. That's daunting. How do you do it?
It seems like that. On my main page, I will post between 10 to 12 times a day. And there's a reason for that. But it has to be great content. So it can't just be posting content, you know, just for the sake of content. You know, you can't just post up there, hey, services for the next, you know, next Sunday, 6 times a day. You know, you're creating various types of content, whether it's a picture, like you said, a soundbite, a video clip from Sunday morning, you know, a short video clip. Hey, this was pastor's point number 3. What do you think? You know, with about a 1-minute clip. I mean, that content that you create on Sunday can be repurposed all through the week and continue that conversation. I think that's what a lot of churches miss. You know, a quote from the pastor, dropping it in there, you know, point number 1 on Sunday, on Monday, point number 2 on Tuesday, point number 3 on Wednesday, a scripture that goes along with that. And you're posting those throughout the day, and you know, you'll get more engagement. There's a big thing going on right now, DJ, and you probably have seen this with Facebook, about Facebook changed their algorithms and reaches down. And a lot of social media marketers have been up in arms about this. And that's the one reason behind posting various times a day. Because when you think about it, not all the people that follow you are on at, say, 7 o'clock in the morning. Or they're not on at 8 o'clock in the night. And so if you just put on one post at 7 o'clock in the morning, the chances that it's even going to be seen is going to be slim to none. And then we also make a mistake and we think that most people are coming to our pages. And that's just not true. Most people got 5 minutes. They're just sitting there and they're in their stream. And so if you're not posting 6 to 8 times a day, you're not going to be seen. And that's that makes driving content and creating content a lot harder. But that's just, I think that's just what we have to do.
It's nice that Facebook does have a scheduling function, so you can preload your content maybe once or twice a week and have it spread out over time. Is that right?
Yeah, and then also there's various tools that you can use. Facebook itself, what I love about Pages is you can go in and schedule, you know, something, you know, every 2 hours, you know, which was what I would suggest as a start. You know, schedule a post every 2 hours through the day. That's a great place to begin. Hootsuite is another where you can go in and set a specific time that you want it to post. And I use an app called Sprout Social, which is a paid platform, but I can actually set up a queue of when I want it to post it. I want it to post at this time, this time, this time, this time. And then I just go in, create content and say queue, create content and hit queue. And so either first thing in the morning or last thing in the evening, I'll just set up 6 to 8 posts. And I find that that works great for me because I can get in a little bit of a flow of content.
For churches to invest people and time and resources, perhaps financial, into using social media as you've described for your campus and for your church, how do you know you're successful? What results do you look at?
What I personally look at is obviously the engagement that I'm getting, you know, and the conversation that's creating, you know, because it's very difficult to see what you're doing. But, you know, you can go into your insights and you can look at your reach and how many people you're reaching, what type of engagement you're getting. And I think that's the big thing. And I think one of the I don't want to say one of the failures of what a lot of churches, but a lot of churches are just being on Facebook just to be on Facebook. And I believe it's just like you said, you've got to almost assign somebody that that's going to be their specific position, because I believe it's huge. It is such a huge playing field, and I'm just talking Facebook alone. That if you could dedicate somebody to doing this, especially a larger church, if they could dedicate, and I know there's a church out of, I believe it's San Antonio, that has a huge church online, and they have basically an online pastor, and that's all he focuses on, and the results that they've got has been tremendous. But you know you've got to gauge it by engagement, and not just think that just because I'm putting out some content that, you know, it's working or we've done our job and I can walk away.
Good tips. And speaking of Sprout Social, the article that you I read here on Social Media Church described how you had over 1 million impressions in a matter of a week, I think it was.
Yeah. And that is what's powerful, I think, again, about social media. And we've known each other for about 4 or 5 years. And I would say I am just an average guy. You know, I'm not a senior pastor. You know, I'm not, you know, I don't feel I'm like this major player. And then one day when I got hooked up to Sprout Social, and what Sprout Social is great about Sprout Social is it brings all your insights from all your platforms. And you can see the impressions that you're getting over all of your platforms, and all of your insights are right there. And that's what I love about it. And I looked up one day and it said 1.1 million impressions. And I was like, are you kidding me? I'm just a guy that's, you know, a campus pastor and, you know, a pretty large church, but I'm a nobody, and 1 million impressions. And it blew me away that, and it showed me the power that if we can go do it right and we can do a few things good and we can get great content out there, we can reach. If me, this guy, can reach 1 million people, you know, any church could do the same, you know, if they do it right.
Before we go to your personal ministry and development as a social media coach, how many people do you have hands on deck at the staff and volunteer level at your church that's engaging with people on social media? And describe how big your church is.
Well, we are a about 8,000 member church, 10 campuses. We have one sort of central staff that all of our campuses mainly have a campus pastor. Our original church, which is the largest of our campuses, has a full-time staff. So they have a multimedia team, and they probably have about two, maybe three people that consistently do the social media there. And then if campus pastor, we have to manage our own platforms if we want them to succeed, or we find a volunteer in our campus that wants to help us. And so we don't have a lot of resources put to it. Even our multimedia guy, he's creating content and he's doing social media. So like I said, I believe if a church could put somebody full time towards this, they could see some big, you know, potential of what they want to do.
Right. So let's talk about your new work as a social media coach. You really want to help people as well as church leaders be more effective on social media. What is it that you find to be the top one or two reasons that churches are not using social media, and how are you helping them?
Well, I believe one of the top reasons is because I don't believe they see the power of it just yet. I don't believe they know the statistics of what is out there, and I believe it's daunting as well to put yourself out on that platform. It can be a daunting task, and recognize, I think sometimes churches recognize they're putting themselves in that firing line, so to speak, and you know you really have to do it well. And so this past year, I recognize that I've gotten some great results over social media over the many years. You know, I've grown all of my platforms, you know, significantly, and even over the last two to three months, I've really grown them. And just learning how to do content differently, learning that each platform that I'm on requires a different way of handling it. You can't do Twitter the same as Facebook. You can't do Facebook the same as Instagram. You can't do Pinterest the same as Facebook. You know, they all require a different way of doing it. And if you can get all that kind of magic number right, you can see some tremendous results. And that's what I'm seeing. So about 2 months ago, I recognized God was putting this passion in me of social media and the power of it. And so I decided I want to launch my own business of showing businesses or ministries how to do social media effectively, how to do it in today's world. And so I've been driving video content and creating video content and coaching on a monthly level that can get you better. So initially I started with a social media boot camp, which kind of shows you an overview. It's of how to do all of them, how to get better engagement, how to get more success on those platforms. Then last month I launched a Facebook boot camp, which was for, say, a business or a ministry that's not even on Facebook yet, how to get on, you know, get their platform right, get it from right from the beginning and start getting doing the things right from the beginning. And so I've started with those two, and I eventually want to launch to creating a Twitter, an Instagram coaching, and probably down the road, you know, having something for every platform, and just creating the ability for churches to do it better, to reach more people. And that's what the bottom line is, DJ, why we're doing all this. Is we know that there's many people out in this world that don't know Jesus Christ. And if we can present that in a relative way on social media, we can reach them online. And we don't have to be afraid of that. You know, I believe God has raised up this medium for us to be able to reach this world. I truly and firmly believe that. It's this medium is out there to reach this world. And if we don't take advantage of it, man, we are missing the boat of what God wants to do.
Excellent. And this being a new year, do you have a special invitation to our listeners that to sign up for your boot camps or other things that you're producing?
Sure. If you can go to my website, it's jasoncurley.me. Up at the top, you'll see social media boot camp or Facebook boot camp. And so if you'd like to take a part of that, do the fact that I'm on here with DJ, if you do that, drop a note in there, DJ Chang, and I will give $20 off to be able to get on either one of those. And so I want churches to do this and do it right. So no matter when you see this, just put in there, saw it on DJ, put something, and I'll know that you came there. And let's get you connected. Let's get you doing, you know, these social media platforms correctly. And let's reach this world. That's what we want to do. Let's reach this world.
This special discount there. So we'll add a link in the show notes and invite you to sign up with Jason Curley and his social media boot camps to help you do social media in these various channels, Facebook, Twitter, and other channels to come and do it well to reach the world for Christ. Closing note, what other churches inspire you in how they do social media that you would like to learn more about?
I tell you what, that one out of San Antonio, and I believe it's Church Online, that really inspires me because I think the unique thing about them is they're not out there doing it, so to speak, as their church, branding as their church. You know, they're branding it as just Church Online. And I think that's a huge thing. Lifechurch.tv does some great things with their social media platforms, and I'm always impressed with what they do. And I believe, really, we haven't seen the true potential of what can happen out there. You know, as always, social media is changing. It's changing constantly, and you have to be aware of that. And the growth of it is what's driving the change. And so you can't do it like you did 2 years ago, you know, 3 years ago. You know, the big thing when we first got on Facebook is don't post a lot. Well, hey, it's highly accepted now to be able to post a lot, and you're not going to drive people away. And so I think if you stay stuck to the old rules, you're going to miss what's happening now. So
I'll add a link in the show notes to your Facebook stream so we can see kind of the content and the flow and the pace that you use it on, the engagement you get, and certainly a link to your personal blog as well. Keep up the great work, Jason. So good to connect with you for the new year. We're going to have a great time in 2014.
Amen, DJ. I believe so, and thank you for having me.
Thank you, Jason Curley, for joining me here on the Social Media Church podcast. And you can connect with Jason Curley on Facebook, on Twitter, at his blog, and be sure to check out his boot camp at the show notes at socialmediachurch.net. That's the website. The show notes will be there, and you can connect with him. You can connect with me and connect with each other, others who are listening here on the Social Media Church podcast. This is a place for conversation. We'd love to have you chime in. Pick your favorite channel, whether that's email, voicemail, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, even Instagram if you want to shoot a short video, or even on Vine. Send me a link, and I'll incorporate it into a future episode. We'd love to hear what you're exploring on social media, how the changes are affecting you, what you're doing for the new year. It's 2014, a great opportunity for a new start to engage with people online. I'll wrap up this episode of Social Media Church and continue the conversation online. My name is DJ Chuang, and until next time, we'll stay connected online.